Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 788. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so very interesting question. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, but various different angles of it. And that is, let's take Shabbos, for example. We get a better understanding. The Baal HaBos makes a bracha. And we said in general, the Mishnah Berurah told us that if somebody talks out between the bracha and the eating, and it's nothing to do with the suda, nothing to do with the meal. It's not. It's just he talks, right? A word, the two words, whatever the case is. So it's a problem. You have to make over the bracha, and it has nothing to do with the, you know, what's going on, the meal or the food. So now the question is like this. Interesting that you have 10 people sitting around the table. Everybody watched. Everybody's waiting. So now the Baal HaBos makes the hamotzi, and everybody's listening to the hamotzi, and they pay attention. He has them in mind. They have him. They listen to the words and the amen with all the halachas we spoke about. Fine, everything is good. Now the question is, everybody wants to, you know, eat from their whatever, whether they have their own lachamish or they're going to take from his lachamish, whatever. But the case is now that the Baal HaBos, something possibly an oinus or whatever, my mistake, he spoke out. So he spoke out, and it's nothing to do with the meal. He said something, let's say, a word or two. So now the question is, the Baal HaBos said a word or two, so he has a problem with reference to eating. What about the people that listened to his original bracha? What do we say? Could they eat? Or they have to, you have 10 people around the table. All 10 have to make over the bracha. It gets a little complicated. What do we do? So just real quickly to read from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it, but it's not 100% so clear. He blazes by Tzarachin in certain instances, but I just want to read it from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos on page Tov Lamed Gimel in our siman we've been working on, Kuf Samach Zayin Ois Yud Beis. He says, bringing from the Mishnah Berurah over there, from Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, the Im Soch Devarim Batalim, somebody makes them icy and they talk out the verb batalim, right? Words that they shouldn't be talking out between the bracha and the eating is sarach levarach, then they would have to make over another bracha. Dim sach the verb batalim, sarach levarach, sarach lachzer levarach, I'm sorry. Hainu dafka kishesach kuidum sh'ochal habitseya. Oh, so that's if somebody spoke out before they made the hamotzi. The Mishnah Berurah says further, im hamavarch soch vehifsik bedibur koidim shetam. I'm sorry, the first case is going the other way, actually, which I don't want to get into right now. Let's say somebody spoke out, somebody sitting, the 10 people at the table, and somebody spoke out before the one who made the bracha started eating. We said he's supposed to eat himself, take the first bite, right? We said, and so on. Let's say somebody at the table spoke out before the one sitting at the table, the one who made the bracha spoke out. But we're not going to get into that right now. The point I wanted to just talk about, which, flipping it the other way, if Mishnah Berurah im hamavarech soch, if the one who made the bracha spoke out, right? Okay, so in other words, let's say the person made the bracha and they made the hamotzi and they have everybody in mind, everybody listened, fine, everything is good, v'hipsik b'dibur, but now he spoke out. The one who made the hamotzi, he spoke out, right? Kodim Shetam, he spoke out before he took a bite. Okay, whatever the case is, something came up, and Oinus, he didn't chop himself, then he realized he made a mistake. So now the question is, Afsha Shashamim Lehifsiku. But everybody sitting around the table, there's 10 people sitting around the table, right, that heard his bracha. He had them in mind and they all listened to his bracha, right? So everybody's ready to eat, to take from either their Lecha Mishnah, his Lecha Mishnah, whatever the case is. But all those other 10 people around the table did not talk out, right? Lehifsiku Klal, there's Mashma Mea Poiskim, he says, the L'chayr Shuv Einam Yoitzim B'Habracham. That's, many Poiskim want to say, possibly that he wouldn't be Yoitzim B'Ralachas, blibes at a Tzarachin. Okay. But he says, but he brings down the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, and he brings down the bottom. I'm not going to go quoting all the various different Poiskim, but he does bring from many Poiskim, Maskonas Harbei Achroinim. He does say that many Achroinim do say, Lahakol Bezet, that they would be Makel in this instance. He brings down also from the Prima Gadim, that Shehashe, there are those who are Machmim, but Mishnah Berurah blives Oy Tzarachin in the Bir Allah, okay, but Bir Azameh, they're Maskonas Harbei Achroinim, Lahakol Bezet, Shehashoimim Yotsu Yudei Chavasei. In other words, everybody everybody, the 10 people sitting around the table heard, they were all yaitza, he had them in mind, they were all yaitza with his bracha, fine, they're ready to eat. They would talk about yaitza. What about the one who made the bracha? He spoke out, so he has a problem. But the ones who listened to the bracha, everything was good until that point, until he spoke out, so they, many poiskim would say, it's fine. They would be allowed to eat al smacha bracha, sheshamu on the smach of that bracha. In other words, by them hearing that bracha, when they were yaitza with that bracha, they would be allowed to eat. Not the one who made the bracha because he spoke out. Even though the one who made the bracha, the head of the household made the bracha, he spoke out, whatever the case, for whatever the reason was, right? Something came up and he spoke out before he took a bite. So he brings this down. He brings down from the Mishabru and Simon Reshid Gimel, which we'll see is a little bit of a different case, but it's very similar. And he brings this taka down Ladin in a little bit of a different way, which we'll see in a minute. And now he brings down Vibrat Imba Asa. So that's in a regular case. The he spoke out. The one who made the Amoitz, he spoke out. Vibrat Imba Asa Bracha Hoya Badas. And definitely at the time the person made the Bracha, in other words, the head of the household made the Bracha, Hoya Badai Tayyam Avarech Litayam Gidin Uch Alocha. In other words, he had a mind to eat, to take the first bite and do everything kehilchos and give out to all the people or whatever the case is. Elisha achar bracha, after the bracha, after he made the bracha, shogag oinen, that's for hifzik. So in other words, it was an oinen, something came up. The case over there actually in Reishon and Gimel, Reish Yud Gimel, Mishabura talks about if somebody, let's say somebody makes a bracha on wine or a drink or something, and he has other people in mind, and those people are being yotzi with his bracha, and then somebody all of a sudden, boom, knocked the cup out of his hand. So could the other people drink? Let's say they have their own cup and they're being yotzi with his bracha. So that's the case. And it comes out that you could, if everything was done kehilchos. It's just, it was an einus, it was a mistake. So it might knock the cup out of the guy's hand. In other words, the one who made the bracha for everybody else. So the other people have their own drink, so they're going to drink, and they will yotze with his bracha. In such a case, so he says, if that's the same case over here, let's say by the chala, head of the household made the bracha, right, for everybody, it's Shabbos, fine, with lacha mishnah. So in the Esa bracha, hoy b'dayta mevarech, l'tayim kedin, the head of the household wanted to do it the right way, chalacha. Elo sha'achar bracha, after he made the bracha, before he took the bite, there was something came up, somebody said something, some other person who's not being yotze with his bracha said something, and he slipped up, and he started talking. Talking, you know. So Shabavada, he says, Yetsu, Shabavada, Yatsu Hashem Mimidei Chavase, that the ones who listened to the bracha and they were Yetsu with that bracha ready, Yetsu Hashem Mimidei Chavase, Kagoyin Shabracha Asma Hoysek Ahagen. In other words, Kavan Shabracha Asma Hoysek Ahagen. Since the bracha was made the right way, everybody had in mind, he had them in mind, everything was done. Then it was an Aina, something happened, somebody, you know, popped up and said something, some other person who's not being yaitzeh with his bracha, and he slipped up and he spoke out before he took a bite, but the other people sitting around the table would be yaitzeh with their bracha. Very interesting halacha, how he brings it on according to many achrayim. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.